In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. Joyous feast day of the presentation, the entrance of the Theotokos into the temple, the day of her dedication, her offering as a young girl into the Lord's service in the Lord's temple. We recall her parents, Saints Joachim and Anna, were barren, had no children, and desired greatly to have a child, and they were even ostracized in the community for not having children, which was maybe an indication of God's disfavor with them somehow, or with their life. And they anxiously prayed to the Lord, and they did receive the blessing of childbearing and their child Mary. And having wanted so badly to have a child, what did they do? They gave her to God. They gave her to God. In effect, they gave her up to God. They relinquished their parenthood at a very early time in the child's life, that she would be reared, be raised in the temple. I think she was, according to tradition, 3, 4 years old, 5, maybe, at this time of her offering in the temple. So it's an extraordinary thing. You would think, well, they'd want to have children for the joy of having a child, of parenting, and of raising the child, and of having that fulfillment. But having received this gift from God, they gave it back. And brothers and sisters, that's what we do with everything that we bless. Everything that's blessed, whether we bless water, or bless the space of our home, or bless vegetables or fruit, or whatever else we may bless, when we bless our food and our meals, we're saying, God has given this, and we're offering it back, we're giving it back to God. We're lifting it back up and saying that everything ultimately belongs to God anyway. Everything is that every good and perfect gift which comes from above. And so to bless is to say it's God's, it belongs to God, and we offer it back up. And so Saints Joachim and Anna do this with Mary, and it's truly extraordinary when we think about that sacrifice of wanting that child and then giving that child up for the Lord's service. And what service it would be. The most extraordinary service imaginable, even unimaginable, to be the bridge from earth to heaven, for her to become the very dwelling place of God bodily, that she would become the God-bearer, the God-birth-giver, that she would indeed be Theotokos, that she would bring God to the world in the person of her Son, Jesus, and that the salvation of mankind would be made possible through her. And that's why we sing of her so often in the Akathist and so many of our hymns to her, that she brings salvation, that she blesses the world, that she brings holiness to mankind, all because of who her Son is, all because of her willingness to open herself and give herself to God. Her parents dedicated her, but she indeed was of a willing and totally complete obedient spirit to giving herself to that service, even as she could never imagine what it would finally be. And so let us be mindful of all God's gifts, the gift of our children, the gift of all that God has blessed us with. Let us remember that to properly receive the gift is to offer it back, is to give it up, and indeed, this was the perfect sacrificial offering of Saints Joachim and Anna, that they gave their only child Mary, and that the Heavenly God, our Father, would give His only child for us and for our salvation, delivering Him to us through her. Through the prayers of the Most Holy Theotokos and Ever Virgin Mary, on this bright day of her presentation, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.